President Bush speaks on Homeland Security today in New Jersey. The president will use the appearance at Port Elizabeth to promote his plan to create a Department of Homeland Security. His proposed department would bring together several agencies responsible for keeping dangerous cargo out of the nation's ports. Port Elizabeth and nearby Port Newark together form the largest seaport on the East Coast. Last week, the Bush administration announced more than $92 million in federal grants to ports across the nation to enhance security. Some restaurant owners and innkeepers in Michigan are suing the Immigration and Naturalization Service. They say new INS visa policies enacted after September 11th are delaying the entry into the country of badly needed summer employees. Foreign workers say the delays are costing them needed income. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
Kenroy Henry has emigrated from Jamaica every summer for the last 3 years to work at the Terrace Inn in Petoskey on Lake Michigan. He's the head waiter for the restaurant and banquet hall. Henry says he likes the job. The atmosphere is pleasant and the pay is good. But the trip north is always arduous, he says, and this year it was more troublesome than usual as a result of visa complications. In fact, Henry says delays in processing his visa cost him $2,000 in lost income and out-of-pocket costs.
I called them like 2 weeks ago Monday, and they had no information about me, no time I was going to fly. The following Tuesday night at 8, they called me to say I was leaving 8 o'clock the Wednesday morning. Went in with all the rush, probably left a few things undone. They had us there for the entire day. Then they told us that our visas weren't ready, because the visa printing machine was down and there are new policies that they have to follow and things have to be faxed to Washington and approved before they can be processed.
Henry was a month late getting to his job, despite the fact that his employer paid the government a fee of $1,000 for speedy processing of visas for his Jamaican employees. Tom Earhart owns the Terrace Inn.
And I had to pay quite a premium to get a couple of employees early, and they still didn't arrive when they were supposed to.
So Earhart and 12 other innkeepers and restaurant owners have filed a lawsuit against the government. They say the INS needs to improve the turnaround time for processing worker visas and do it without charging their businesses.
I certainly understand the need for national security. That's got to be important. But the employees that we've had and that we've had a difficult time getting have been here for many years in a row. And they also, they had the time limit that they were supposed to work within, and they didn't.
The innkeeper's attorney is Robert Barak.
Well, it's definitely nationwide. I've been getting calls from other attorneys and from other resort complexes from across the nation stating that they've got the same problems. I've gotten calls from the Dells up in Wisconsin. I know it's a problem down in Myrtle Beach, definitely a problem up in Cape Cod. It's anywhere where people need temporary workers.
Barak says the workers come from the Caribbean, the Philippines, Eastern Europe, and elsewhere. They make up about 15% of the resort's summer workforce, and they're particularly needed before Memorial Day and after Labor Day. That's when students who make up most of the seasonal workforce are in school. No one at the INS would comment specifically on the lawsuit, in keeping with the Justice Department's policy of remaining silent on pending litigation. But INS Chief Press Officer Russ Bergeron would speak in general terms about the increased demands the agency's faced since the September 11th attacks. He says the INS has been given no additional resources and, especially with the new security regulations, has to set some priorities.
Given the fact that there are not sufficient resources, we're going to focus on those applications which have the most significant impact on human lives, where families are separated, where individuals are applying for citizenship.
The lawsuit is pending before the U.S. District Court in Detroit. The INS and the Justice Department have until mid-July to reply to the complaint filed by the restaurants and inns. For NPR News, this is Rick Pluta in Petoskey, Michigan.